You're listening to a conversation recorded at the East Conference 2024 in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to EastCon 2024. Real excited to have our next guest in the seat. We're going to let them tell us who they are and what they do and all that kind of good stuff. So here we go.
Hi, my name is Jody Keith, and I'm the East Facilitator for the program at Northeast Tech in Claremore, Oklahoma.
Hi, my name is Cambry Edwards. I'm a second year in the EAST program at Northeast Tech Claremore and a senior in high school.
Hi, I'm Zachary Stanley. I am a second year at the EAST program at Northeast Tech.
Awesome. Okay, so this is a special EAST program, in my opinion. This is really cool. So I'm going to let Jody tell us, you know, give us the synopsis. Give us the rundown.
Okay, well, in Oklahoma, we're a little different. We fall under the umbrella of Oklahoma Career Tech instead of the regular Oklahoma Department of Education. So our students actually come to EAST at a Career Tech Center. And the way that looks is that we bus them over from their high schools, and then we bus them back. But they're in class for a three-hour block. We also have young adults in EAST in our classroom. So it might be a 13th-year student, or even sometimes a student that's been out of school for 2 years, but they're finishing up.
That's really cool. And let's speak to that before we jump into the students that are here. So that's a game changer. That's something that EAST doesn't really do. It doesn't do. And so you guys have actually, you know, pioneered that. And let's talk about that. Has that made some life-changing decisions for some kids, especially in that 13th year, or young adults that are moving forward?
Oh, for sure. I think the downfall is that we don't have EAST in elementary school in Oklahoma, but since they have to wait till 11th grade to come, there's a lot of buildup and excitement surrounding being able to get accepted into the EAST program. So our students have to apply and have to interview. They're in class because they want to be there, and it allows them to use that three-hour block of time that they have to really hone in on what they like to tell me is that they get to try out a career. So if by the time they get to 11th grade, they have some idea about what they might want to do with their life. And they may think they want to be a game designer, but then they get in there and realize there's like a whole lot of math
there's
and programming
math. Yeah.
And things like that involved that they just never thought about.
Yeah.
And so it switches them up pretty fast sometimes, finding out all the details that are involved in just carrying out a project from start to finish.
Yeah, the lead pipe of math hit me hard.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Amen to that. So from your experience as students, share what your EAST experience has been in this type of environment.
EAST is a huge opportunity. It has shown me so much about the real world and working in a real workplace environment, having a career. We are basically a small business running from the classroom. Each student is a project manager for their own job. Right now in our program, we have 90 plus jobs we've been in progress and working on this year, and more than 1,000 community service hours with only those 35 students. We are in there dedicated and working every single day and getting that experience we need to go out into the real world and thrive.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
In my experience, I think all the students that come in, they get to find certifications into job industries that they like, such as stuff like Adobe Photoshop, Illustrator, like Premiere Pro, After Effects, or some of the Google ones like UX design, digital media, digital marketing and e-commerce, project management, IT, a drone pilot FAA Part 107 license, or an Apple Swift Associates coding.
Yeah. I like the way you went through those. And so it's interesting promoting what you're doing. And first of all, I love what you talked about as being a small business. You're literally an innovation hub.
Yeah.
That's what you are. You're innovating your career, your everything all rolled into one. And kudos, Jody. That's awesome. I like the way you did that, because you're answering the question that you're probably having in your life that we all did when we were younger, and we still do to this day. Why? Why am I doing this? What am I going to do? How do I do it? And, you know, just letting them know, hey, here's the certifications we can get you to. But you guys have probably learned that just that little list right there has another 20 things attached to it that you could do. So, yeah, have you? That's my question to you guys now. What have you come into this program and you went, I never thought I would like this, but I like this. Has there been something that's really touched you?
Yes. I, throughout my entire childhood, I loved animation. It was my, that's what I wanted to do. the year before I took East, I took an animation course and I hated it. I despised it. I did not enjoy a second of it. So I came into East not really knowing what I wanted to do. And Mrs. Keith said, okay, where are my photographers? And I said, I guess I'll do it. And that turned into a life-changing decision for me. I've pursued photography ever since, and that also developed into social media marketing. All last year, I was trained on how to run our social media page and fuel the social media page for our Northeast Tech marketing page. We actually create content and send it to the marketing team at our school, and that gets published by them. And all of this training and passion that I've developed just from joining this program has turned into a real-life job. I work for a company and I run their social media now.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
That's so cool. So you're super happy.
Yes.
Zachary, what have you got to share with us?
Yeah. Before I joined East, I didn't even know what it was. My school just came and said, go view all these classes. And I went down there and I saw East and I went, because the year prior I had done like game design and I was like, oh, I'm going to make art. I'm going to make like a video game in this class and be drawing all day. But then when I got in, I have now taken away skills of how to use a photography camera. I now know how to use Google Sheets pretty well.
Oh, that's awesome.
And create organization.
Yeah.
I have also helped us keep track and organize some of our information. I now create logos and graphics for companies with our community partners, as well as I like to keep people on track sometimes with their work or help them.
That's really cool. Yeah.
So I want to shift back a little bit to one of the things that you had mentioned. And before we started the conversation on air, one of the things that we had sort of talked about, and that is that part of what makes your East program so different is the fact that these students come to you in these three-hour blocks. Traditionally, for our listeners who may not know, East is held during a standard class period. Depending on what it is, you know, generally 50 minutes to 90 minutes, depending on how that works. But you've got these students 5 days a week for 3 hours at a time. So if you could each, you know, and we'll start with you, but if you could speak to what difference that makes, having that extended block of time for these students to work on projects.
Absolutely. Well, it's the only world I've ever known because I've helped start the first East program in Oklahoma. So it's kind of been my thing. And I used to look at the 50-minute class block that a lot of the Arkansas facilitators live under and think, how do they do that? So I think there's the good part about it is we have 3 hours. We can do a lot of work. And we do a lot of work. So we have, I think, as Cambry mentioned, or Zach, one of them, we have 92 jobs right now for 54 different community partners. I'm lucky enough that my district allows me an aide because we couldn't do that kind of work and turn out that kind of work without one.
Yeah.
We are able to get off campus because we have a smaller class size. We can fit everybody in an activity bus, a little bit smashed, but we can do it. And equipment to go install perforated window vinyl or big vinyl murals or things like that. And as long as we're not traveling too far, you know, within our county, we can get that done. We can get quite a bit of work done in that 3 hour block and make it back before the bus leaves. So sometimes they're waiting on us, but we can get it
done. But you can get it done.
Yes.
So from your experience, talk about that. Talk about what working in that extended block of time for those projects, what has that meant for you in terms of your education, in terms of working with East, in terms of accomplishing the goals of the projects? What does that look like for you and what does that mean to you?
I think a huge thing I've noticed in difference to I hear students talking about their programs in Arkansas and facilitators is passion. Sometimes students from Arkansas schools are just thrown into East as another elective to fill their schedule. But at our program in Oklahoma, you have to interview, you have to apply, you have to love it to be in it. You have to have some sort of grasp of what you're getting into and prepare yourself to fully engage. You're not just sitting there being instructed on what to do. You're reaching out and finding community needs and fulfilling those requests. I had another thing I forgot.
It happens.
Zach.
Wait till you get older.
And I think with our smaller classroom size and how much time we spend in the classroom each day, all of us get tightly knitted together because we're just in the same room. Same two rooms are our main classroom and our back room, which we call the shop.
Yeah.
Which we do all of our vinyl printing, and it's where all of our equipment is. We get to know each other really well, and we can easily find and place each other where we think we need to go, because if we can see what each other is doing and just flop in where we need to go, because we just know all of each other very well.
You know, Zachary, when you were talking a minute ago about organizing things and getting things ready to go, and those are things that I didn't learn at your age. And you know, as adults, has it changed the way you run your everyday life? Because it sounds like it has. Like, you really enjoy doing that. You know, I need to be more OCD is what I'm saying. But do you enjoy that?
Yeah, actually, I'm part of the Boy Scout troop in my town, so I've been very organized and in a boy-led group for so long that I have learned all of that previously, and I've just grown it to a bigger aspect of just not affecting me and my small group of Boy Scouts. It's now me, my other classmates, my clients, my work. It's just grown so huge.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Did you remember, Cambry?
I remember, but it was what Zach was already saying. Just those people in my class, they're my family. Yeah. I see these people 3 hours a day, 5 times a week, sometimes more than my own family at home. And I can really honestly say that I love each and every single one of them.
Yeah.
We get to know each other. It's like co-workers, but more.
Yeah.
We're still learning and growing together, and we're helping each other along the way, and it's a really empowering thing.
That's cool. That really speaks to your facilitator. And I'm going to ask this question. A good facilitator makes you feel like the facilitator of your own life sometimes. Is that of your path? Is that how you feel?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It does, doesn't it? Yeah. That's awesome right there. That's awesome. So anything you want to finish up with? Jody.
Oh, I just think if you set the bar high, they'll try to rope the moon for you.
It sounds like it.
And it's all about mutual respect.
Yeah.
So we start the year out team building, getting to know each other, because I know that we're going to have stressful days.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah.
And we do.
Yeah, sure.
You can ask these guys.
For those who can't see, they are nodding emphatically.
I may or may not have had a meltdown like a week ago.
Yeah, sure.
But I think we take it all in stride, because we're all allowed to have a bad day every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
Me included.
Yeah.
And they know I need them to pick me up on those days.
Sure.
Just like they need me to pick them up when they're having a bad day.
Yeah.
We won't let you quit, but we'll rally behind you to help you get it done. And I think that's kind of the mantra of our class. And with 92 jobs and 35 students, and we're still trying to get 27 feet of a perforated window vinyl wrap up before the end of school, we need each other.
Sure.
When it takes 14 hours to figure out why the blue why the purple will only be blue on the print machine, and we're all working on our last nerve.
Yeah.
So it's great. I love it. You know, I love what I do. I love the passion that the kids have. I love to see the growth in them through leadership and the experience that they gain working with the real clients. And they also have supervisors in our classroom, because I can't man the ship alone.
Yeah.
So my second year's come back in a supervisor role. They have 3 or 4 first year students under them, so they're their mentors. They're the one that's driving the daily production. That comes off my shoulders, and I'm just managing those 92 jobs from a high level. So it works. It's some kind of magic, but we love it.
Awesome. Hey, so if our listeners want to find out more and pick your brain, or your brain, but your brain, what's a great way they can contact you?
I can be contacted through email, Jody, J-O-D-I, .Keith, K-E-I-T-H, at N-E, like Northeast, Tech, T-E-C-H, .edu.
Awesome. thank you guys for coming on board.
Yeah, we thank you.
Very impressed.
We okay. also have social media that Cambry might want to tell them about.
Cambry, tell us about social media.
That's a shameless plug. I run our social media, and it's like my baby. It's my child. I've put my heart and soul into it. On Facebook, we are East at Northeast Tech, and on Instagram, we are East_Northeast_Tech.
Okay. Well, be sure you guys follow us. We're always EduTech guys at Edge everywhere. So we've been doing that for a long time. We're not pros. No, we're not pros. But hey, thank you guys for coming on the show.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this conversation recorded live at the 2024 East Initiative Conference in Hot Springs, Arkansas.